Buy your products from people that you trust, right? You can't necessarily trust all those things that are out there on those retail shelves. You don't know them. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what their tests are like. We'd like for you to know, and that's why we have all of these certifications. That's why we have all of these experts. That's why we do all of these communities. And so you can trust where you're getting your products from, whether they be health products, whether they be energy, whether they be memory books, whatever it is, right? So Dr. Glidden, so a lot of people, or goodness, not a lot of people, a few people, you know, sometimes when take our products, right, and they haven't taken anything before, they haven't been treating themselves very well, and when they start taking our products, they have some unpleasant experiences, right? And it scares them, right? I guess, you know, sometimes people ask, how could they have an unpleasant experience when you're giving somebody something so good? And then secondly, if they are having this unpleasant experience, is there kind of a little, for lack of a better term, treatment plan that you could put them on so that their body will acclimate?
Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
In the lecture that I'm giving tonight, right, the last lecture tonight, Advanced Product Training with Blake Graham, I'm going to be specifically answering that questions with pretty slides, and I'm going to line up the anatomy and physiology for you, because knowledge is power, right? We need to understand things. We need to understand what we're doing so we have a solid foundation with which to move forward. But here's a kind of down and dirty way to understand this. Lemon juice is a good thing for the human body. If I poured lemon juice onto the palm of my hand, nada problema. But if I had a cut on my hand and I poured lemon juice on it, ay chihuahua! It's not good,
that
right?
That is not Spanish, and I think we all know that.
So when nutritional supplements generate negative reactions in the body, it's not the nutritional supplement that's doing it. If it was the nutritional supplement's fault exclusively, then everybody that took it would have that experience all of the time. So when people take longevity stuff and they get diarrhea or they get whatever they get, it's because the environment into which they're pouring the concentrated supplement is messed up. And it needs to be fixed. Why is it messed up? Because for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, they've been eating all the wrong food all the time, and their nutritional tank has been running on fumes. You know, a homeless person, drug addict, alcoholic, living on the street, the average age of life expectancy, 48 years of age. You know what that means? You can hammer the human body and it will stand up. The human body can take a lot of crap that you throw at it because it wants to survive. The human body wants to survive. So you've been eating all the wrong stuff all the time because you took the wrong dog to the hunt, right? You listen to conventional medical doctors who don't practice healthcare, they practice disease management, and under their treatment, you've gotten sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker, and now your intestinal tract is all messed up, and into that environment, you pour the world's most concentrated, sophisticated nutritional supplement, something's gonna go wrong. So, when the nutritional supplement causes a problem, it is a diagnostic indication that your intestinal tract needs help. And I'm going to teach you specific things to do to address that tonight in the last half of tonight's lecture. But the first thing to do, stop the 10 bad foods. No wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats, no oil in a bottle, no fried food. You know the drill. Stop it. Bad dog, no biscuit. And there is a way to take the nutritional supplements in kind of a stepped-up dosage, you know? So, for instance, if your dose is 2 scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine a day, right? It's 1 scoop of Beyond Tangy Tangerine per 50 pounds of body weight per day as a maintenance dose. So let's say you're 100 pounds, you need 2 scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Well, if you take 2 scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine on your tongue, it's probably not a good idea. If you take 2 scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine and 2 ounces of water and you shoot it down like a shot of tequila añejo.
Oh, now es español.
That's probably a bad idea. So there are dosage strategies that are super easy to learn that we're going to talk about in the last half of tonight's webinar. But the basic thing is you target whatever dose you're going for appropriate for your body weight. And if that particular concentration gives you trouble, you dilute it and drink it more slowly. Dilute it and drink it more slowly. But if you are still eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats and the other 6 bad foods, you gonna die, sucker. So stop it, live long, and prosper.
Nice. All right. Bad dog, no biscuit. Love it. All right, Richard. You know, one of the things that you've always talked about is synergistic values, synergizing ingredients together. And I think that, you know, Richard was instrumental, obviously, in the formulation of all the BTTs, or the 2 BTTs, actually, several other days. What's kind of the difference between BTT 1.0 and BTT 2.0? And kind of talk about it in the respect of you when you use the word synergize. Like, what does that actually really mean?
His question. So the difference between 1.0 and 2.0. The first step is feedback. And one of the things when we came out was 115 fruits and vegetables. And we figured out that some people had a challenge with some of the fruits because they had food allergies. And we realized that. Second thing we realized is that if you have some challenges with your gut, as he just mentioned, we maybe need to add some probiotics to support a healthy gut. That's almost a food, that's almost a health claim, right?
Almost.
All right. So, you know, and so what we decided to do is to then, instead of taking raw ingredients, incorporate them into plants, or we get plants that we know have that high nutrient, B1, for just to throw a vitamin out there, and use that plant to harvest the B1 and make it. So we're able to get it from literally plants, which is kind of what he's doing it, but the next step up. So when Jordan talks tomorrow, please listen, because he's taking it to the next generation with some of his stuff, okay? That's why I'm going to be there, by the way. So if you look at 1.0, it's kind of like a Microsoft. It's the first processing program we came out. It's the first powder that we came out that's a NutriCrystal. In other words, it's made as a liquid slurry, and then we spin dry the moisture out without allowing it to get hot and all that kind of stuff. And it was great. Then we listened on the feedback and decided, okay, we wanted to make it a better antioxidant, but we want to take some of the fruits out. Some people didn't like some of the ingredients, so we kind of play around with, and we said, well, why don't we get the vitamins from this source, like holy basil, for example, right? And so we did that, created a blend, added probiotics, made it a stronger antioxidant from 5,000 and change to 8,000 and change, and the pills going up now to... Good. Everyone paid attention yesterday, you know, this afternoon. 16,000. And so we're taking it to this new generation of things. And so I get, on an average, 25 calls a day. And I probably get close to 100 emails a day. So when you don't get a straight answer from me, it's probably because I'm writing on the email and I have to think more email than on phone for that moment. But we listen to what you say when we get feedback on product. And we just don't make it, you know, we just don't roll our eyes because we're on the phone and you can't see us, right? And we take that feedback and we go, okay, what can we do to modify and improve? The other thing that's really important is that we're always looking to improve any product we have. There's companies out there that are multi-level marketing companies that have something from Hawaii that they think is absolutely fun, or Tahiti. and they've rode that pony forever, saying it's the greatest thing. Longevity and Steve is never, ever satisfied with that answer. Mm-hmm. So you'll always see us modify and come out with 2.0 or 2.0 in tablet form or 3.0 maybe down the road, not next week, please don't ask me. But we're always, always, always looking at every single nutritional product we have, every single personal care product we have, every single makeup product we have, and always looking, how are we going to make it better? So synergistic, so we're going to get it from plants. We're going to try to create it and get it in a more natural way so that you absorb it better and get a better bang for the buck.
Awesome. Awesome. You're just assuming you're going. Great. So Jordan, when you were talking to me about Transform Your Temple, I love the history behind all of this, right? And so I want to ask you, you know, I want you to explain, for Transform Your Temple, you've chosen 12 systems of the body, right? How did you choose these 12 systems of the body, and how do they relate to kind of, you know, the history of what, you know, for a good sense, you know, medicine has been, you know?